Hello, Screamer, and welcome to Scream Stream, your spoiler-free guide to streaming horror entertainment. My name is James. Spooky season might be over for most people, but for us, we're just moving into holiday spooky season. And today, I'm giving you my favorite holiday horror films to watch this season in no particular order. So this is going to be a different kind of episode. This is actually going into the podcast feed because I now have the ability to upload video to the podcast feed through Anchor, and the video is going to be available on Spotify. I'm also putting this up on the YouTube channel. I kind of just want to test the feature because I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work. I'm thinking you can watch the video on Spotify, and Anchor is going to rip the audio and push that out to like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and all that. That's my thought. I'm not quite sure, so that's why I'm kind of doing this video for YouTube and the podcast feed as well. And if you would like to subscribe to the podcast, just head over to screampod.com and you can click the Apple Podcast, the Spotify button, or the Stitcher button, and you can subscribe to the podcast for free. This is the audio version. And I'm assuming this video is going to be available in Spotify. Now let's get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. I am doing 7 films because why not? Just kind of seems like a right number to me. I couldn't quite come up with a 10, so I came up with 7. Again, these are in no particular order, and let's just run through them. First off, we have Krampus. Krampus was directed by Michael Dougherty, was written by Michael Dougherty, Todd Casey, and Zach Shields. This stars Adam Scott, Tony Collette, and David Kuchner. For a brief plot synopsis, a boy who has a bad Christmas accidentally summons a festive demon to his family home. So this came out in 2016, 2017, I believe. Could be wrong. I forgot to look that up on IMDb. This is one of my new favorite Christmas horror films. I kind of watch this every year as a staple now. I love Michael Dougherty's films. He also did Trick or Treat, which is another great holiday-themed film. That holiday, of course, being Halloween. It's also an anthology, which is my favorite type of horror film. And the thing I like about Krampus is I love the way it's shot. I love all the colors they used. I love the idea of some of the toys and these everyday objects in the house coming to life and becoming evil. And then, of course, we have the myth of Krampus, which he kind of ties into a pretty interesting backstory with one of the family members. Another great thing I like about this film is it takes two comedians, Adam Scott and David Kuchner, and kind of puts them into serious roles, but not so serious where they can't be a little goofy and kind of play on their comedic backgrounds a little bit. And what I like about that is it doesn't add too much comedy to the horror film. You would think with both of those actors in this film, this would be a horror comedy. It is not. It's still very much a horror film. It's still pretty creepy. There's a lot of good jump scares in there. The story's really nice. It's kind of about this kid who kind of gives up on Santa Claus, and that sort of just summons Krampus to his house, and things go awry. Again, this is like one of my favorite new horror holiday films. It's in my yearly rotation. So if you haven't seen this one, definitely worth checking out. I believe you can rent this on all of these streaming services. I even did a full review of the movie on Scream Stream, and I'll put a link to that in the description and the show notes for this episode. Next up, we have Blood Rage. This is a film from the 80s. This takes place during Thanksgiving. This is one of the first Thanksgiving horror films, I believe, that may have been made. I know we have Thanksgiving, and I'm not even going to go into that one. But this, I think this might be the first Thanksgiving horror film out there. It is goofy, it's cheesy, it's gory, it has everything you want from a slasher. It's a little silly, but it's become one of those cult classic films, especially since now that you can stream it. This was directed by John Grismer, written by Bruce Rubin, stars Louise Lasser and Mark Soper. And for a brief plot synopsis, twins Todd and Terry seem like sweet boys. That is, until one of them takes an axe to the face of a fellow patron at the local drive-in. Todd is blamed for the bloody crime and institutionalized, whilst twin brother Terry goes free. 10 years later, as the family gathers around the table for Thanksgiving meal, the news comes in that Todd has escaped. But has the real killer in fact been there in their midst all along? One thing's for sure, there will be blood and rage. This is available on Shudder to Stream. If you haven't seen this one, another one that I do recommend. I could have swore I did a review of this for Scream Stream for the podcast. Apparently I didn't because I can't find the episode. I could have swore I did though. I think maybe I might have done a YouTube video. I can't find it. It's one of those lost episodes, I guess. This one was enjoyable. It's a little cringy at times. It's pretty low budget, but again, it has some good gore. The acting is okay. It's not terrible, but it's not the greatest either. But I do think it's worth watching. If nothing else, you can at least say you've seen Blood Rage, the first Thanksgiving Day horror movie. Next up on my list is Black Christmas. This is the original from 1977, I believe. This was directed by Bob Clark, who also directed A Christmas Story and Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. He did mostly comedies, but this was his second horror film. This was written by Roy Moore. This stars Olivia Hussey, who you would know as Norman Bates' mother in the Psycho films in the sequels. And this also stars Keir Dwella and Margot Kidder. For a brief plot synopsis, during their Christmas break, a group of sorority girls are stalked by a stranger. And that's really that is a super brief plot synopsis right there. This group of sorority girls keeps getting phone calls, somebody harassing them over the phone, heavy breathing, prank calling, stuff like that. They try to go to police. Police don't want to listen. And so they kind of have to figure this out for themselves. I saw the remake. You might know that the remake came out recently, I believe maybe 2019. I didn't like it. I thought it was okay. Completely different story, like no resemblance to this film at all. In fact, the only resemblance this has to the original film is that in the beginning of the movie, one of the girls gets killed and her body is stuffed in the attic and wrapped up with Christmas lights. And that's really the only resemblance. This film I liked a lot. I liked the acting. I guess seeing Margot Kidder in, Amityville Horror and some other films, I thought she would be more of a primary role in this, and she was more of a supporting role in this film. Olivia Hussey, I think, was really the main focus, and I think they all did a really good job. Margot Kidder's character was a little annoying sometimes, but I think she was just written that way, and I think she did a good job with it. This one is also available on Shudder, and I did do a review of this on season 2, episode 10 of the podcast. And again, I will put a link to that in the show notes and the description on the YouTube video as well. Next up is A Christmas Horror Story. This is a horror anthology, of course, set around Christmas. This contains shorts directed by Grant Harvey, Stephen Hoban, Brett Sullivan, and these stories were written by James Key, Sarah Larson, and Doug Taylor. This stars William Shatner. He stars in the wraparound story, but we also have George Buza, Rob Archer, and many, many more. For a brief plot synopsis, interwoven stories that take place on Christmas Eve as told by one festive radio host, which is played by William Shatner. A family brings home more than a Christmas tree. A student documentary becomes a living nightmare. A Christmas spirit terrorizes and Santa slays evil. So the majority of these little shorts were really good, very well acted. I enjoyed the stories. One of them was really, really creepy. I can't tell you. But it's about the one where you see the family going into the woods and looking for the Christmas tree. That one is extremely creepy. The very last one is goofy. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's Santa Claus versus Krampus. It's not a spoiler. I'm pretty sure that was the last one. It was goofy. It was silly. There's a lot of action in it, but I mean, I still liked it. Of course it's an anthology, so I'm going to love the film anyway. But even if you're not like a huge anthology fan, you're going to love these. These were well-written, well-acted. I liked this one quite a bit. If I had to give these ranks, this would probably be pretty high up there on this list. So that is A Christmas Horror Story. Again, I reviewed this one on season 2, episode 11. I think I did like a whole Christmas, the month of December in 2019, I think it was. I did like a Christmas horror movies all month long. And this one was episode 11. Again, link will be in the show notes and the episode description. And if you want to stream this one, I almost forgot. If you want to stream this one, it's available on Shudder. And next up, we have the classic Silent Night, Deadly Night. This one, I think, is available. You can rent this on most streaming platforms. I actually got this on Blu-ray when Shout Factory or Scream Factory released the collector's edition. I picked this up on Blu-ray. If you like physical media, definitely pick up the Blu-ray. There's a lot of great features on there. There's a 4K remaster, and then there's also the original with, I believe, some deleted scenes or some scenes that they found and cut back into the movie. There's some other good documentary stuff, featurettes. Definitely recommend picking up the Blu-ray if you haven't already. So this was directed by Charles E. Sellier Jr., written by Paul Kamey and Michael Hickey. This stars Lillian Chauvin, Gilmer McCormick, and Tony Nero. For a brief plot synopsis, little Billy witnesses his parents getting killed by Santa after being warned by his senile grandpa that Santa punishes those who are naughty. Now Billy is 18 and out of the orphanage, and he has just become Santa himself. So you can rent this on Amazon Prime. It's $1.99. If you don't want to buy the Blu-ray, definitely worth the rental. This is one of those movies that was, I believe it was banned for quite a while in several countries. It was one of the video nasties, I believe. It's really not that bad, though. I mean, it's not overly gory. I think the reason why it was banned was mostly because of the subject matter. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. We've seen way worse horror movies. Even Nightmare on Elm Street was way worse than this. I think it was pretty well acted. I think it was well written. It was a low budget film, but with the budget they had and with the technology they had back then, they did a really good job on this movie. I thought it was good. It had some nice little tense moments. I wouldn't say it wasn't scary. Well, I guess that's also subjective. For me anyway, it wasn't scary. I don't remember there being any like real big jump scares. Maybe one or two. Sometimes it was a little silly, but it's one of those movies. It's just a classic. It's on my yearly rotation. All these actually are on my yearly rotation. So definitely worth checking out. Again, it is available on Amazon Prime for $1.99. Totally worth the prices. And we have just two more left on my list. First one's going to be Rare Exports. This was directed by Jamali Helander, written by Jamali Helander, Juso Helander, and Petri Chikiranta. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm butchering the names. this stars Jorma Tamilia, Oni Tamilia, and Peter Jacoby. For a brief plot synopsis, in the depths of the Corvitunturi Mountains, 486 meters deep lies the closest ever guarded secret of Christmas. The time has come to dig it up. The Christmas everyone will believe in Santa Claus. So right off the bat, this movie is available to stream on Shudder. This is one of my top favorite holiday horror films. I love this from the very first time I saw it. So this is a mix of English and Finnish, but it's mostly Finnish. I believe this film comes from Finland. It's either Finland or Norway. I don't remember what it was on IMDb. But, you know, it's okay. I don't mind foreign films. I love foreign films. I think a lot of them are better than American films. I said what I said. But this one is great. I love the story. It's kind of adventurous. It's a little bit, I'd say like there's some definite influences of Steven Spielberg in there. It's just, I can't really go into it. But you will never look at Santa Claus the same way, especially like mall Santas. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. As soon as you're done watching this video, go and check it out. Highly worth the time. If you don't have Shudder, it's only $5.99 a month. Do a free trial. Watch this movie. You won't regret it. Again, that is Rare Exports. And finally, the last film on the list is also, you know what? I thought I could have swore I did a review of Rare Exports on the podcast, but I guess I didn't. I will definitely have to do that. And so last on the list is Christmas Evil. This was written and directed by Lewis Jackson. This stars Brandon Margot, Jeffrey DeMunn, and Diane Hull. For a brief plot synopsis, a toy factory worker mentally scarred as a child upon learning Santa Claus is not real, suffers a nervous breakdown after being belittled at work, and embarks on a Yuletide killing spree. This one is also available on Shudder. Again, if you don't have Shudder, do a free 7-day free trial. And you'll end up keeping it. But this one is worth watching as well. John Waters says this is his favorite Christmas movie. And it's pretty weird. It's a little bizarre. It's super low budget. But think of, do you remember the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas? Think about Falling Down at Christmas. There's not a whole lot of story to it. There's some backstory told through some flashbacks, things like that. The story is a little shallow. It's a lot of just guy goes crazy and starts murdering people in a Santa Claus suit. And what more could you ask for from a Christmas horror movie than Santa killing people? This one is definitely worth a watch. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I did review this as well on the podcast. This was available on season 2, episode 12. Again, link will be in the show notes and the description on the YouTube video. So there you have it. There are my 7 favorite holiday horror movies to watch. These are on my yearly rotation. I know there's a lot of other great holiday horror ones. I want to keep the video kind of short, and these are like the primary ones. These are my go-to Christmas horror films. If you would like to see more of Scream Stream, head over to screampod.com. You can subscribe to the audio version of the podcast. And hopefully this video turns out well in the podcast feed. Hopefully the audio will also be over in Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. It'll be listed as a bonus episode. If you would like to follow me outside of the podcast and YouTube, head over to twitter.com/scream_stream. You can find me on Instagram at @ScreamStream. And until next time, remember, if it was real, the cameraman would be dead too. Good night.